every military analyst from China, Russia, the RAND Corporation, the Pentagon, no one disagrees. The International Atomic Association of Scientists with their doomsday clock in Chicago. It is the closest to nuclear war we've ever been on the threat escalation ladder.
We have a plan. We know what to do. So let us deliver. We must.
We will, of course, continue working closely with our partners in NATO. This is a moment for Europe, and we are ready to step up.
The Secretary General of NATO warning about the prospect of war, and he put it in really stark terms. Yeah. He said, we are Russia's next target, and we are already in harm's way. And you sort of wonder why he's saying that now, and it's partly about a message to European people. You do need to spend money on defense, yes, but also getting people ready psychologically as well. Yeah.
Now we are dealing with the third form of totalitarianism. This time it is liberal totalitarianism. So they are going to sacrifice everything, any normal rational interests, any normal values, in order to promote their crazy maniac agenda.
He said a short while ago, in some previous comments earlier, that we must be prepared for the scale of war our grandparents or great-grandparents endured.
We all agree that Ukraine is our first line of defense. We have to step up the military support for Ukraine.
Unelected dictatorship, Ursula von der Leyen, allied with the British Empire, that's the modern Hitler, the real thing. That is psychotic megalomania. That will get us all killed. That's the number one threat on Earth right now. This witch.
I want the leader of the European Union, which is now Ursula von der Leyen, to be democratically elected, because now he's not elected. She comes inside the European Parliament and we say yes or no, but I think it's more of a show than actually a vote, because she makes deals with all the political parties from before to vote.
The real problem, it is the nuclear fight, war between Russia and United States of America. That is the last call. That is apocalypse. That is Armageddon. If we could limit, if we could reduce this danger, this threat to European Union, and if United States will stay out of it, I think that is the main reason why nuclear war will not happen.
Number one, the war is won. Russia has won. If you want to stop the bleeding, if you want to have some sort of impact on how much further the Russians go in terms of absorbing territory, then sit down and admit that the war is over, that they've won, and hammer out some sort of solution. Because if you don't, this nonsense sponsored by MI6, the CIA, and Mossad in Kiev is going to continue. And as it continues, the Russians will move forward until they're confident that they have secured enough space, not just territory, but space, frankly, that allows them to feel secure as a nation.
That Russia is not going to attack Europe. It's funny for us. It's laughable because we never wanted to attack Europe. Okay, let's put it in writing. But there are some people who are not particularly, shall we say, with us. I don't know. There may be some crooks when everything is being fed to the society and the citizens are scared and they want to hear that we don't have any aggressive plans towards Europe.
Our own GOP senators that are coming out against it. Let me give you a wild guess as to where they are personally invested with in regards to their stock portfolios. You guessed it.
Trump's got to take the gloves off. Don't just leave NATO. Break up the EU. There's all these states that don't want to be under it. Most of them didn't even vote to get in it. It literally was set up as a trade deal scam, Treaty of Rome in 56. Point out it's unelected. Point out they're killing all these AFD candidates. Point out it's the new Hitler. And just break it up. We can do this. Please remember... My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel. So that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
And unfortunately, got to start off the top of the show here. Well, first of all, welcome to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I'm Nick Sordor, back again in Washington, D.C., getting pretty close to Christmas. Much colder out here than where I've been all week long, and that's been in New Orleans, Louisiana, watching this immigration crackdown that you've been seeing on TV with Commander Bovino of the U.S. Border Patrol that is down there really looking for the worst of the worst. And I'm going to give some feedback on that. I'm going to give some critical feedback on that, actually. I'm not just going to be a cheerleader. I saw it firsthand. I know what's going on down there. And there are certain aspects of how deportations are happening right now that I'd like to see be done differently. But we'll get on that later in the show. But first off, I want to start with this. What happened last night at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. Of course, it's been a lot going on with that in terms of just utter incompetence by both the university, the city of Providence. We saw that these kids were on lockdown inside their university until daybreak today. That's how incompetent the leadership structure is there. And of course, you've got the DEI mayor that you would expect out of a New England town nowadays, this Smiley guy, Mayor Brett Smiley, whose entire platform that he ran on for mayor of Providence was, oh, look at me, I'm gay. You know, he paraded his husband around with all the pride stuff. You know, oh, I love my husband. Oh, I love my husband too, you know. And if you watched any of the clips from the press conference yesterday, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And for whatever reason, X doesn't like me to pull up my DMs on desktop anymore, so I gotta look at my phone and tell exactly which clip to play here, because I mean it wasn't just the police and it wasn't just the mayor, it was also the president of the university, who just decided that she was going to come into this news conference from out of town, like they always are for some reason. These local officials are just never in town for some reason, like the police chief, who we'll talk about here in a little bit, was also not in town, stumbled into the press conference about 8 hours after the shooting happened. But I want you to listen to this clip with the president of Brown University, a mainstream media reporter from the local news station there, actually asked this question. I was shocked, because these people never ask tough questions of officials, especially leftist officials, where she had no idea where the mass shooting actually took place on campus. Was it in a classroom? If it wasn't a classroom, what was going on in that classroom? Was it an exam? Was it exam prep? Was it a club meeting? Just listen to her answer here and tell me if this person deserves $3.1 million a year in compensation. That's clip 15, guys.
President, with all due respect, yeah, 6 hours after this shooting, and you said you don't know what was going on in that classroom? How does that happen?
Were they taking an exam? Were they meeting for a club?
I don't know. I don't know.
6 hours later, and you're the president, and you don't know.
I do not know.
Well, that's kind of concerning.
As evidence as a result of any...
Yeah, you can see how uncomfortable that made her there. And that's exactly what reporters should be doing in all of these situations. You know, instead of pandering to the officials on either side of the aisle, right? But especially when it comes to these people that we all know they're incompetent DEI buffoons, right? And it's time that people start, especially mainstream reporters, go into these places and ask questions just like this. Like, what are you doing here if you don't have any answers? Why are you doing an update if you know nothing about the situation? Does it have anything to do with the fact that you're just trying to get your ugly ass face on national TV? And that's pretty much what we've, the only answer that we have to any of this is that. It looks like that was the entire goal. I don't know what the point of her being there was. And then in this same press conference, they tell us that that they're going to be releasing some security camera video. And right after the press conference, they said, we're going to do it right after the press conference. Don't worry. An hour and a half rolls by later. We still don't have it. I'm asking, where the hell is the video? I'm texting FBI contacts. Even they're frustrated as hell because they're not allowed to take lead on the investigation because there's no federal nexus yet. And this ends up being the video that we got out of the from the official city of Providence. Let's see, what was that? Clip number 14 here. Just go ahead and roll that. This is the video that the government put out. 800 security cameras on this campus, and this is all we can get. We get somebody taking a cell phone video of a computer monitor so that we get 2005 toaster oven level camera quality to try to find this guy on. That's it. They don't have any other footage from inside or outside this surveillance state of a school. It is the in the entire state of Rhode Island, Brown University's campus has the most cameras on a piece of real estate overall. It's number one, even more than any of the government buildings, even and anything, the national security sites. All this place has more cameras than all of them. And this is what we end up getting. Then we get a little bit later, we get the final update of the night where, thankfully, the mayor comes out, puts his face on camera once again. This is clip number 13, guys, where his it seems like they basically came out here to roll out an ASL interpreter, so a sign language guy, to tell deaf people that their government is also retarded. So roll this clip. I mean, it's so cringe to watch it, but yeah, you have to watch it because people need to see this stuff. Clip number 13.
It's really a question for you guys. We have a ASL interpreter. Is this an okay location for you all? You want a little bit closer? Okay, very good. Thank you. Does anyone else need additional time to set up? Good evening. Again, I'm Providence Mayor Brett Smiley with another update. Just to let the community know, unless we have really meaningful updates or breaking news through the night, this will be our last update of the evening. We will absolutely share if there are important or impactful updates in the middle of the night, but at this time we're expecting this to be the last update for now. At this time, we have no further update to provide in the status of our investigation and the search for the individual who is still at large. We have shared the image of the individual we believe to be the shooter. We know that there is not a clear shot of the face in what was provided, but we continue to canvass the neighborhood and the campus for additional video footage, still photography, and are interviewing witnesses. I mentioned earlier we are asking for help from the community.
So, point being here, is they held an entire update to say that we have no updates for you and we're not going to give you any more updates for the remainder of the night. And so these people are just left terrified because, and look, I mean, the people of Providence, like, it's a very liberal city, right? It's a very, very liberal city. And I hope to God that by watching this and the fact that they had to spend all night worried, and I hate for anybody to spend all night worrying, but the only reason they had to do that is because they literally, the police department in the city of Providence let a man dressed as a 1980s bank robber just stroll down the street with nobody saying a word to him, nobody stopping him, didn't exactly look worried. He was still wearing all black. I mean, come on, man. And nobody stopped the guy? This isn't over yet. I've got a lot more on this, and I spoke with some sources from the FBI that I'm going to give you a little bit inside scoop on right here after the break. InfoWars Sunday Briefing. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
All right, a little bit of breaking news here before we get back into the story out there at Brown University. It looks like, and I don't have any details yet because I'm just trying to text a few people during the break to see if I can get an update on this, but CBS is reporting that Ilhan Omar's son has been pulled over by ICE. Don't know the status of that. I don't know who he is. I don't know where he's from. In my opinion, he should still go back with his mom to Somalia. But I'm trying to get an update on that situation, and I will tell you as soon as I do. But Ilhan Omar, your time is coming. I'm hoping and praying for it anyway. Let's hope maybe that will actually happen at some point. And like I said, I'll keep you guys updated as we go through the show on that situation. But in the meantime, I want to get back to the story that we were just talking about. And there was a lot of confusion yesterday about whether or not there was a man in custody yesterday. And it turns out that there was a suspect in custody. That's clip number 5, guys. I'll just let you roll that real quick, and then I'll run off the end of it.
Like that. Please, Kate.
Mayor, do you know exactly when Brown University did put out that someone was in custody? How long was that misinformation out for, and how was that determination made and then retracted?
There was an individual who was preliminarily thought to be involved and was later determined to have no involvement, and that's why we can confirm that at this time there is nobody in custody. The length of that investigation or interrogation of that individual, I don't know.
Mayor, is a weapon been recovered?
Commander?
No.
Yes, it was really interesting. They put out this statement, an emergency alert. They put it out to tens of thousands of students, staff, and people that live right around the campus saying that there was a suspect in custody. And it turns out they also told the president of the United States the same thing, that there was a president or a suspect in custody, which is concerning that they were that sure at the time that they had gotten the suspect that they're willing to tell everybody, okay, the emergency's over, and tell the president of the United States that, you know, we don't need your help anymore. Meanwhile, this guy is, I guess, still just walking down the street in full black, you know, as a free man. He probably saw that alert and was like, hell, awesome. And as of this morning, we heard that there's a person of interest not in custody. There was actually an instance in a press conference this morning where the one of the city officials had to lean over to the police chief and say, don't say in custody, because he's not actually in custody. He's just being quote unquote detained for now. Don't know who that person is. Don't exactly know why that person has been detained, but there have been a lot of people online trying to make this into a Jewish or anti-Jewish hate crime. And there's been lots of reasons for that, saying that it was because it was the day before Hanukkah and on Shabbat, which is to the vast majority of people just called Saturday. And I mean, we don't have a motive confirmed or not, but they're trying to say that Kash Patel and the FBI are trying to cover up this act of Islamic terror. And if my source is correct here, the FBI has interviewed the students that were in that classroom, and none of them have identified any sort of racial, anything racist or whatever, or anti-Semitic being screamed during the shooting. So I think that it's, for right now, that's unfounded, right? So I don't know. I know we're going to get a lot of people spreading that theory right now, that this was an anti-Semitic attack. We have no reason to believe that to be the case. So I'm just going to, I'll leave that at that. But don't believe the hysteria. Just let it go a little bit, and you'll probably hear what actually happened. Hopefully, we'll keep pushing for that. But just hit pause on the whole anti-Semitic terrorist attack thing, okay? That's all I'm saying. I can't say too much on air, but just believe me on that one for right now. But anyway, keeping on with the story here, this is an odd one, okay? Because, you know, I don't want to say too much about victims of these mass shootings and stuff, because it's sad. It's sad that it has to happen to anybody. And I don't know if we have this. I don't think we do. But there was a girl that has been being paraded around on TV all day today and last night, saying that she has now been in two mass shootings. And it turns out, like, she said that she was in the mass shooting in Parkland back in 2018 at the Parkland High School, which is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, when she was 12 years old. So I pressed her on that, and I asked her, I said, you were 12 years old in high school? And she responded saying, no, I was in the middle school down the street. Yeah, I'm not lying. You know, maybe we'll get the clip and we'll play it on the other end of the upcoming break here, because it's a little bit wild to see the media just eat all this stuff up, but not ask that very basic question about these people that have been, let's just say they try to capitalize on these stories the best they can. It's like David Hogg, right? David Hogg used this to catapult his career, basically just standing on top of his dead classmates to push a political narrative and make himself rich and famous and get into Harvard, even though the guy has a tough time spelling. I mean, look at any of his tweets. I mean, he can't spell basic words. And this is why conspiracy theories develop, right? I mean, you have the media pushing these people I guess they didn't look into these people's background at all, didn't fact check any part of it, and are all saying that, okay, this person has been a part of two mass shootings now, and so something must be done. Everybody now must disarm. And it's a little disgusting, to be honest with you, and I don't even feel great about having to call it out. But you got to call trying to call balls and strikes here, people. Like, look at this. All right, well, here's the article now. Okay, college student, 20, survived Brown University tragedy years after Parkland High School mass shooting. She wasn't at the Parkland High School. That's the point. And it's crazy, because now you see her TikTok page, you know, blowing up, and her Instagram page blowing up. And she got, I think, her post about it on X before she turned off comments after I responded to her, had 25, 30,000 likes. So I'm sorry she had to go through this, but pretending like you've been through now two of them, and then that's a reason that we need to take everybody's guns away, especially when you're not exactly being truthful about the first one. Yes, you were in the city of Parkland, the town of Parkland in Florida, when there was a shooting at the high school while you were 12 years old. I'm sorry, it just does not mean that you have been in two mass shootings. But like I said, sorry you had to go through this, Miss Zoe Weissman, but you shouldn't be telling people that, because it takes away from the actual victims who have actually suffered through both of these shootings. So anyway, got that out of the way. Let's we'll be back in a few minutes right here, InfoWars Sunday Briefing. Thank you for sticking with us.
For me, with everything going on, the big takeaway is the world is in a fourth turning, a mega change. Globalists know that. Their plan is failing. And just because we're opposing them doesn't mean things aren't going to derail and get really, really nasty. It just means coming out of all these crises, we have a shot of building a civilization and having some civilization survive, and then rebooting it and building something even better going into a new golden era. Anyone in general not rooting for Trump and his economic plans is insane. And for the left, not to share, but around the world, that want economic collapse, believing they're going to bring in their new socialist utopia or communist utopia on its ashes, in all the actuaries and all the futurist studies and all the RAND Corporation analysis and my own, and there's really nobody, including the establishment, that thinks you're going to get your New World Order, transhumanist, you know, communist, Great Reset now. That's what everyone's rebelling against. That's the old system that they were trying to push as the new system. But just because that's falling apart, again, doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. And I came across articles today talking about rich enclaves in the United States, and there's others around the world, where the ultra-rich don't want to be next to a big city. They don't want to be next to the glitz and glamour. there's mass exoduses to rural areas where they're building armored redoubts where you'll have 20 to 30 to 40 rich people, and I mean people building $40 million houses and bunkers, ahead of what's happening. And then there's even more ultra-rich that have all sorts of hidden facilities in the middle of nowhere, and the ultra-rich have giant fleets of yachts and flotillas, where you've got a lot of these Google billionaires will have a line of 6-7 ships, some that are just massive. And they own private islands in the South Pacific, but then they also know things are so dangerous, they're ready to flee there. So that acceleration of people running for the hills and building their bunkers has been going on for a long time, but it's just peaking and peaking and peaking is a big deal. So when you got signs like that, it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're navigating here. Yeah, here he is this year, warning of Terminator-style apocalypse. Oh, well. You can go back to 2005-06 where I did reports on that, but now this information is everywhere. And like I've said to Zuckerberg on air and in other ways in the last few years, I said, you better come and join us. You better stop attacking us from behind. If you think you're going to be safe in that armored fortress you've built there in Kauai, think again. I'm not threatening you. I can tell you I love Kauai. I've been there many times. The last few times I went, I cannot go to a store, to the beach, anywhere, or go on a fishing trip without everybody telling me how they can't wait till things collapse to come get you. I mean, the villagers practically have their torches lit. Well, Zuckerberg's got escape yachts as well, and reportedly an escape submarine and underground deal. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The point is, guys, that's not going to protect you long-term if stuff collapses. What's going to protect you is getting out of what you're doing and helping turn civilization and society around, okay? And if you think during a total collapse at a few weeks or a few months into it that your security detail isn't going to turn on you, that's a whole other thing.
InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
All right. And as a lot of you know, I was actually down in New Orleans this past week, just shadowing the Border Patrol operations that are going on down there. And they've been fairly successful with over 1,000 arrests so far in the past 2 weeks, and they have faced a lot of pushback. They have faced a lot of threats. Bovino himself, there was a credible threat against him that if he showed up at a gas station the next day, like the one that he typically goes to refuel the trucks and buy his team like snacks, like beef jerky and whatnot, that they were going to blow his head off. And they were able to locate that person and arrest him. And luckily, there are a lot of people there that do support what the Border Patrol are doing, because they're taking the worst of the worst off the streets of New Orleans. So there are real people that you can see, like in this video up on screen, that are going up and thanking him and thanking his men for what they're doing down there and getting these violent illegals off the street. And you'll notice that most of them are Black, and Black women in particular, that end up being the victims of a lot of this, the illegals that seem to embed in that same community, right? They go into the lower income areas and take over, and then end up making, like in this case, you got Little Honduras down there in Kenner, Louisiana. And you can see the state police down there actually were protecting Bovino and his men unlike pretty much any other state that Bovino has ever been to, like North Carolina, they just, you know, they ignored him. In Illinois, you saw that fat ass J.B. Pritzker refuse to get off that fat ass and protect Bovino and Border Patrol and ICE out there, to the point where you see vehicle rammings and huge amounts of assaults on officers that pretty much put a damper on what they're actually able to do. But what Border Patrol is doing is very different from what ICE is doing. Border Patrol, they're doing targeted actions, right? So against people that are, you know, convicted pedophiles or attempted murderers, you know, people with violent convictions that should have been deported a long time ago, but the Biden regime, you know, refused to do so, obviously. So they're going and rounding all these people up down there in the New Orleans area. But this is what concerns me a little bit, not necessarily about what Bovino is doing, but what could potentially be the next step. There have been a lot of reports that have come out. I haven't confirmed them. Nobody will confirm them to me. I don't know why they would. They'd get put on blast for doing so. But what we're hearing is that it's possible that ICE will be scaling back from their sweeps across the nation due to negative polling numbers. I want to know who is being polled here, because everybody that I talk to, even the people that aren't politically involved, want to see these illegals out of the country. They want to see they want to see not just the violent ones, but the ones that are here that overstayed their visas, that hopped the border, that have no interest in assimilating in our country, that don't speak English and have no intention of trying to learn how to speak English. They want these people out of the community. More and more people are starting to understand that in order to bring down housing prices, you have to deport the millions and millions of people that are here. In order to increase wages, you have to deport the millions and millions of people that are here. You want to bring down overall inflation, deport. You want there to be less traffic on the streets, deport. You want to go buy cheaper gas because there are less illegals driving around, deport. You want your insurance rates to go down. Like in Springfield, Ohio, where car insurance rates tripled over the course of 2 years because the Haitians came in there and they had no insurance themselves, didn't have any license, can't speak English, so they can't read the road signs, and they're driving around slamming into cars, rear-ending innocent families in the streets. And their insurance, as in the victim's insurance, the American's insurance, has to pick up the tab because, of course, the illegal is uninsured. So there's so many reasons that people want to see mass deportations in this country. And if it's true that polling numbers are reflecting badly on mass roundups, first of all, I want to know who has been polled, as I said before. I want to see those numbers. I want to see who actually did the poll. What group did the poll? And secondly, what that means is we have to start pushing these points that I just made harder about why you need to see deportations. You cannot complain about the price of housing and at the same time be like, you know what? We need to have open borders. We need to let everybody in our country. Those two things do not work together. If you want to have open borders, I'm sorry, you're just going to have to accept that you're not going to be able to buy a house anymore, and the American dream is dead for you. It's always the leftists, like in it's not even just about buying houses, even up in New York City, because it is pretty much a third world country at this point. They've let in everybody from everywhere. The amount of languages spoken in New York at this point, they're running out of rooms on the signs to put translations on for instructions how to get on the subway. And you go there now and you even try to get a hotel room up there in New York City, and the price is $300 plus a night for even a broom closet, because the government is paying for illegals to stay in hotel rooms up there. So it's not even just housing costs, it's not even just apartment costs, it's hotel room costs, it's food costs, it's
It's across the board. And until people start putting those things together and start understanding why it is so important to get these people out, then maybe the mainstream media narrative that, oh, it's just so inhumane to not let these third world people that hate us into our country, you know, maybe that narrative just won't jive as much with your average everyday American if they understood the actual impacts of it. And I think that it is up to people like me to get that word out, and I'll start focusing on that a lot more. You know, but also down there in Louisiana, I did get a little bit of a chance to talk to Bovino. I had a question that a lot of people were asking me to ask, because Tom Homan decided he was going to launch an investigation into Ilhan Omar. So I had to ask Bovino about that. Go ahead and roll clip 17, guys.
All right, Chief Bovino, we heard from Tom Homan, who said that DHS is now launching an investigation into Ilhan Omar and whether or not she's in the country illegally. Can we count on you to make the arrest if we find out that Ilhan Omar is, in fact, illegally in the United States?
Nick, if she's here illegally, I'll definitely be putting some cuffs on her. I would absolutely love the honor of doing that.
Awesome. I just want to be there for it. That's all I ask. So.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you, sir.
And yeah, I mean, it's of course we'd love to see the day. President Trump has been talking about it for quite a while. He'd love to see it happen. And there is a way to make it happen, and that way is denaturalization. And yeah, we hear about this, about how she married her brother and everything, but a lot of people haven't actually seen the documents that prove that Ilhan Omar committed immigration fraud to come into the United States of America. She married her brother. That's immigration fraud. Later got divorced, and thankfully he's not in the country for whatever reason now. That was the best news that I've heard about this, in the past year, I guess, that her husband brother has been sent back to Somalia or wherever the hell he came from. But, you know, President Trump posted those documents the other day, and we'll get into those right after the break here on the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. Don't go away.
My pillow alone, just my pillow, not counting me, it cost them over $200 million directly related to Arctic Frost, everybody. What they've done to my company, tried to just wipe them off the face of the earth because I'm out there going, we need to secure our elections. We need to secure our elections. We need to get rid of the machines. We need to go to paper ballots.
You were literally terrorized and targeted, and it's in the documents.
And that thing goes so deep. It's funny, Alex, things go so far, and then they tend to get stopped. But you guys, just know, I am never stopping. I will never stop. My number one thing is we need to secure our election platform.
Let's talk about this. People supporting what you're doing and getting the highest quality, you name it, great products. Almost all of it made in America. Your great Giza sheets have that special cotton everybody knows comes from Egypt, but you're amazing. Right. I've got some on my king bed. Talk about the incredible products you've got at MyPillow.com/Alex. And again, I want to be clear. We are only here still hanging on, but now people support at theAlexJonesStore.com or at MyPillow.com/Alex is absolutely critical. This is now literally up to you every month whether we're going to stay in this fight. We're both workaholics. We love people. We love telling the truth. You know, these corrupt people, you know, think we're schmucks because we're not corrupt. No, we know how to be corrupt if we wanted to, dumbasses. But we like being good people. That's what builds a society.
We're the tip of the spear. This is it. We only get one shot at this. And like I said, about 2 years ago, they said, Mike, if you could turn back time here and go back, and if you wanted to spoke out about the election, wouldn't stand your ground. You know, look what they've destroyed, tried to destroy you. I said, I would never change a thing knowing what I know and knowing what this is critical. And that's where we're at. And it's because of all of you, because you buy our products. And that's why we're putting right now on sale our five flagship products. We have five flagship products, our biggest products of all time. For you go to MyPillow.com/Alex, and you guys are going to see we've got the Giza Dream Sheets. If you put that thing up there, these are all for Christmas presents, you guys. You can get the best Christmas presents ever. The Giza Dream Sheets, the towels, the slippers, On the MyPillow Premiums, we've sold 85 million MyPillows because they work. You save over 50% on those. And then the mattress toppers made in the USA, $149.98, as low as that, depending on the size. But we got in the premium My Towels that actually work. You save 50% there, $39.98. And here's one of my favorites, the My Slippers. Best slippers in history. They're normally $149.98, $39.98. And once they're gone, they're gone. We can't get those back. They're made with impact gel, made out of soybeans. And so you walk on them and it's like walking on a cloud. It's absolutely awesome, this patented gel that's in there. And then you have the Giza Dream Sheets. It's my favorite product. It's our president's favorite product. And not as low as $29.98. And I'm going to show you one more. You guys go there, and you're getting five of these Bible pillows. These are very dear to me. They've got stories on the back. You get basically five Christmas gifts for $29.98 for all five. You got the baby Jesus, Noah's Ark, Daniel in the Lion's Den, but you get all five of them. So you get five individual gifts for under $6 a piece. Free shipping, promo code Alex on your entire order. No matter what you are, this is an exclusive free shipping on your entire order. So go to MyPillow.com/Alex, and it's a win-win-win. You guys are supporting my employee-owned company. You're getting the best products at the best prices in history. You're supporting this great Alex's great show. I'll tell you, Alex, I can't be prouder, more proud than anyone that support your show and what you put out and help save this country more than anyone, and I mean that.
I have some unfortunate news for you. It looks like Ilhan Omar's son has been released after being pulled over by ICE agents after making a stop at Target. And that's unfortunate news, as I said. Apparently he had a passport ID and is allegedly a U.S. citizen. We'll find out about that. We'll see. Because the Supreme Court is supposed to hear, ideally, in January or February, this birthright citizenship case that President Trump has been championing. And this will really determine a lot of what's to come in our country, I guess we'll say. That case will. If we win that case, the DOJ will be able to, I mean, they'll have a green light to just start mass denaturalization. And there's very little that a district court is going to be able to do to get in the way of a Supreme Court ruling. And they'll try, but it'll be much more difficult, obviously. And then maybe then this guy will be pulled over and sent back by ICE because he's the son of somebody that in reality committed immigration fraud to gain her citizenship. And like I said, this isn't just us talking. This isn't just speculation. We've got the marriage certificate, folks. It's right here. We'll throw it up on the screen. It shows that Ilhan Omar married her brother. It's in the Minnesota records, the Hennepin County records out there in Minnesota that she married her brother, and then they became U.S. citizens. It's not fake news. It's not just people spouting off conspiracy theories or whatever. This is real stuff, and something needs to be done about it. I think she's a good test case for denaturalization. She can be a great example. She's somebody who hates our country, that committed fraud to get here. I mean, she was associated on multiple occasions with the fraudsters that stole over $1 billion in tax dollars that were meant to go to autistic children. You know, the Somalis out there that we just heard about a few weeks back that stole all that money and sent a bunch of it back to the terrorist organization Al-Shabaab in Somalia. And keep in mind, you have to take an oath of allegiance to the United States of America before you are actually sworn in as a U.S. citizen. You have to pledge your allegiance to this country, not, you know, look, sometimes I'm allegiance to this one, but I'm mostly have allegiance to this third world crap hole of Somalia that I fled from. It's so weird. These people flee these countries, say that that they're deadly and people want to kill them and they can't possibly live there anymore. And then they immediately come here and try to change our and try to turn our country into the crap hole that they just came from. But regardless, these oath violators shouldn't be allowed to get away with it either. And I'd love to see an example be set. We're running out of time, guys. Like I keep saying, we are running out of time. We don't have three more years. Like a lot of people like to say, we've got really one more year to really do something before the, and if we don't, people aren't going to have the motivation to go out to vote. Trump isn't on the ballot. And as we've seen time and time again, Republicans or people that are registered Republican aren't excited enough about anything the Republican Party is doing because the Republican Party really doesn't do anything. They don't have the motivation to go out and vote for Republicans, right? There's like they just want to go about their day because in their minds, it doesn't make any difference if they go out and vote for Republicans or not. Even if Republicans win and they have the majority, they're still not going to do anything. And we've seen that time and time again now. So if we continue down this path of being worried about, oh, well, you know, the poll numbers, they may not look very good. The poll numbers that really are going to look bad are the ones that come, that are the exit poll numbers after the midterm elections next time when the people that say, okay, yep, I got duped. We're not actually mass deporting people. We're not actually going to bother making housing prices again by getting rid of all of the illegal competition that's in the market in the form of illegal beings from third world countries that are using our tax dollars to outbid us on housing. People are just going to stay home instead. And then you're going to see Democrats take control of both the House and the Senate. And at that point, it's just going to be 2 years of stall, delay, erroneous impeachments, and nothing at all will happen. So unless we prove to voters that we are actually doing what we said we were going to do and what we campaigned very hard on in 2024, and the top issue in 2024 was by far and away illegal immigration, then what incentive do they have to keep us in power? At that point, I'd say, okay, well, you know, maybe we just deserve to lose. And I hate to say it like that, but We've got to carry out these promises. We've got to carry out these promises. I mean, we don't have the exactly the operation that the Democrats do, where they go out and mass harvest mail-in ballots from dead people and nursing homes and stuff. You know, we don't have that. And maybe if we can encourage Elon to get involved again, maybe we can start funding these ballot harvesting operations that George Soros and the left and Mark Zuckerberg and all of them fuel. But, you know, and it goes further than that. These mass deportations are important to getting the census numbers right as well. Getting them out of the country, California will lose 10, 11 of their Democrat seats in Congress. And it'll be much harder for them to, you know, carry out these voter fraud campaigns that they do out there in places like California. Look, like I said, I don't know if this story is true or not about ICE possibly dialing back their sweeps around the country. But if it is, I mean, I'm going to yell and scream and throw things at the wall and do everything in my power to stop that from happening. Because, like I said, we're running out of time. Anyway, I do want to shift a little bit here to hang on. Actually, we might have some news on what happened in. Yeah, so this comes out of Brown University. apparently, and this is unconfirmed, this is just from local news reporting, that the person of interest that is in custody traveled from Wisconsin to Brown University to carry out the shooting yesterday. But I find that to be an interesting report, given the fact that they're still not saying that anybody is in custody. They're saying that they have a person of interest detained. Apparently, they're saying that the gun that this quote-unquote person of interest had in his possession had certain insignia on it that students that were there in that classroom identified the gun as having. That is the current story. And the way that he was found is the FBI came in and allegedly begun tracing back and triangulating phones in that area and pinged his phone back to a hotel that is several blocks away from where the shooting actually took place last night. So again, this person is still considered a person of interest that is not in custody, but is being detained. But some reports coming out saying that he traveled from Wisconsin to Rhode Island to carry out that shooting yesterday. Still no reason to believe that this is an act of Islamic terror against Jews or anything like that. We don't have that. I've been told otherwise, not officially, but yeah, there's a lot of unknowns about this entire case. I find it to be very, very odd the way that it's been handled. I mean, you have a bunch of DEI hires at the wheel out there in Providence, just like you would expect out of any New England town at this point. And it's not going to get any better until people start waking up and start forcing these people out of office. I don't know why people want to live like this. I don't know why people want to, it makes themselves feel good about themselves and their really crappy lives. They elect these DEI, like the guy that ran on a platform of being gay for mayor. Now look what happens. Now you have kids that are locked in their school overnight because, you know, they let the 1980s bank robber looking guy just walk down the road. I don't know. I could whine and moan and complain about this all day, but you guys know what's going on here. It's disturbing that this is the state of our country at this point, that we can't trust any of the police agencies or the law enforcement agencies to give us any real information. We have to think about it for ourselves. And that's what we're doing here on InfoWars. So anyway, guys, appreciate you joining. See you again next week, same time. Have a good Sunday.
We got a sale going today and tomorrow, and it's 40% off on the bovine colostrum that we can't even keep in stock. It is a private label of the top bovine colostrum in the country, the highest rated. It's so good for your nails, your hair, your teeth, your bones, your body, your immune system. It's just superfood and superfoods. The first 2 weeks of the milk put off by a mammal is just unbelievably good for everybody. Everybody in the winter should really be on this if you want to boost your immune system. It's 40% off today and tomorrow. That's a flash sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have the new amazing creatine gummies with the highest quality nano creatine, super concentrated, in stock as well. It's amazing at thealexjonesstore.com.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything. The wars of the info, the evil of men. The scrolls have been written again and again. Souls are taken, some are spared. Heroes become of those that dare to fight for their freedoms and break the chains. As the old runes whisper through timeless domain, through fire and shadow, through thunder and dread, the prophecy rises from realms of the dead.
The dark eye watches, but it cannot bind, for the strength of the free lives in the hearts and minds. I'll break these beasts to the light we find as the dawn of the chosen begins to unwind.